Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and a warm welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Monday, September the 10th, start of another week and day two, of course, of the Listowel Festival, which continues apace at the picturesque Kerry venue. We've got some decent racing for you there this afternoon. Seven races on the flat, beginning at 2:15 and ending this evening at 5:30. Competitive as ever. It's a decent fillies handicap later on the card, 4:55, and probably the best race on the card comes in the shape of the listed contest at 3:20, which brings together several informed performers. The ground, well, having watched the racing at Listowel yesterday, very much on the easy side, can get pretty testing at this venue. I've known that to my cost over the years, and there is quite a bit of rain forecast as well for later on this afternoon, so that yielding ground could get a little bit softer. So with that in mind, I've very much done a weather watch and gone through horses that I feel as though are going to be handling the conditions here this afternoon. On to the first race then, which is a two-year-old contest, and it provides a good opportunity for all the King's men to get off the mark. He caught the eye first time out in a decent maiden at the cover behind Decrypt, and that race has worked out really well. The second, the third, and the fourth have all won since, so that was a good effort. Been off the track for a little while, but he came back with a good run the other day behind stable companion Isle of Innisfree, leaving the impression that the 5 furlong trip that day was just a little bit on the sharp side for this colt by Nay Never. He's got a good draw today and hopefully a decent break should allow Donnacara Brian to ride a race around the inside of the track and make him very difficult to beat there in the opening contest. On to the 2:45, first competitive handicaps here this afternoon, and we've got Landline towards the head of the market, courtesy of his victory last time out at Roscommon. In pretty determined fashion, he landed a little bit of a punt in what can only become or described as trying circumstances, because he didn't look like he was going to win over a furlong out. But he's proved that he saved 7 furlongs on that occasion. He doesn't mind a bit of giving the ground, and dropping back an extra half a furlong shouldn't necessarily inconvenience him either. The only trouble with him, really, in many respects, is that he can lack for a little bit of tactical speed on a few occasions. I think Roscommon played him to his strength with the uphill finish, but this track, they might just get away from him here. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with a horse who's performed pretty well around this track before, and that's Hatton Cross. Now, this gelding also ran on the same card as Landline did at Roscommon on the 3rd of September, and the race that was won by Best No Argue, in a race which Hatton Cross finished 4th, was much better on the time figures. As you can see, probably looking in the racing post, 1:32.94 was the time that Best Not Argue clocked for the Joseph O'Brien camp, and Landline did 1:34.02. So there's a good, you know, over a second difference between them, and the sectionals were virtually identical as well, Hatton Cross and Landline having timed them 3 out. So I don't quite understand why Hatton Cross can be a 12-1 poke this morning, considering he's drawn in still 1 as well. So Hatton Cross, ability to handle the ground, not a problem. Nice draw. Stays the trip well. Good time last time out. This 9-year-old surely must go better than his odds suggest there in the 2:45. On to the big race of the day then, which comes up at 3:20. It's the Mar 1 listed contest. And a couple of, I'm quite interested in here on the time figures and their performances on soft ground are Allegio and Panstar. We'll deal with Allegio first. 5-year-old gelding by Galileo, trained by Dennis Hogan. He's been a pretty much a model of consistency this season. Having got off the mark on his second start at Cork, he followed that up with another decisive victory back in April. And his ability to handle the ground, as we could see on those two occasions, is very much paramount. Although he's got beaten on his next two or three starts, he's certainly run to a good standard on ground that would have been a bit too quick for him, particularly at the Curra 2 starts ago when he was running up behind I'm So Fancy. He was an absolute model of consistency at that track. In fact, I think she's only ever been beaten once, Jessica Harrington's charge at the County Kildare venue. So that was a good effort. Nothing wrong with its run the other day when keeping on behind Zuccatan, again on ground that would have been too quick for it. Dropping back in trip here today to a mile one, ideal really. And the soft ground very much in this horse's favour. So Allegio, round about top price, 9-1 this morning, makes plenty of appeal there. Along with Pansar, another horse that likes to get her toe in, a filly by Pivotal, as a pedigree suggests. She loves a bit of dig, and she often comes good at this time of the year. You look at her sort of performances from sort of August onwards. She won August, September, and October last year. And she's very much running herself into form. In fact, she hasn't run a bad race all year. Second to Yulon Gold Fairy over a trip which was just a bit on the short side for her. Stepped up to a mile the other day. Third behind Making Light, who runs in the Group 1 over the weekend at Leopardstown. And Pinchecker was third, went on to win a listed race next time out by 3.5 wickets. So she's been, like I say, dipping her toe into some decent company, Panstar. Her ideal distance is really a mile one on soft ground, as she proved when she won at Garen last year. So she's another one who you literally cannot rule out here. So Panstar and Allegio, the two against the field there in the 3.20. On to the 3.50 then, and this gives another opportunity for Astronomer to show what he's about. I really like the way this colt is building up a nice portfolio. He was an eye catcher first time out at the Curragh, and then he backed that up with a good victory at Galway despite dropping back down in trip. And I like the way he got the job done that occasion. The time figure was exceptionally good for a maiden. There's been a whole host of horses that have either run well or won since out of that race, including Astronomy himself when he went into handicap company for the first time at Bellystown the other day. Stepped up to a mile and a half. He got the trip standing on his head. He won by four lengths, but he was always in command. He always travelled well. And I do think the combination of a mile and a half and softish ground will definitely play into his strengths this afternoon, because this fella does stay particularly well. So Astronomer around about the 7-4 mark this morning. Hopefully he'll get the hat-trick up there in the 3.50. On to the 4.25 then. Again, we've got some decent action here, but this is a race very much in the bag for Invincible Karma if he can run to the level he did the last time out. He jumped out from a low draw, got to the front, dictated matters, quickened up really well and won by an easy 4.5 lengths. Now, he's going to get the ideal opportunity to almost replicate that performance, because once again, he's bagged a very favourable draw, stall one. So Shane Foley can kick him in the belly, get him out, get him on the rail. And this tight left-handed track will really play into his strengths, because he does go around corners like he's on rails, this fella. He was a good second behind a horse called Decrypt early in the year at the Curragh race, which has worked out well. The third, the fourth, the fifth have all won since. His time figures are very good. And he's going to take plenty of catching here, this horse. So Invincible Karma, I think, is going to probably be one of the gambles of this afternoon there in the 4.25. On to the 4.55 then, a very competitive looking handicap we have on our hands, but I'm going to stick with Joseph O'Brien's Inform filly by Elzar, and that's Waiting for the Day, who hasn't won in her last two starts, but she's still maintaining a fair level of form. I thought she ran really well in a fantastic time figure down in Garen the other day, considering she had the burden of 10 stone. That was a good effort, and prior to that she'd finished second to her old rival Check Your Pockets in a decent race down in Garen. She handles the ground. She's nicely drawn today. I just like her attitude. I think she's just a very, very reliable filly. So if you can get 4-1 about her, I don't think you're going to be doing so much damage backing Waiting for the Day each way there in the 4.55. On to the final race then. And the best bet on the card here is Spirit of Big Bang, who has been knocking at the door throughout its three race career so far to date. That fourth behind Astronomer has been advertised numerous times over, and hopefully Astronomer will do the form justice again this afternoon. But he's run the other day down in Killarney. Again, was a race strewn with promise behind Stabber Companion Vivante. And he got beat a half a length, but he was doing all his best work at the finish. He tried so hard to get back to his Stabber Companion who got first run, but he just couldn't quite manage it. But this looks a fairly weak affair. I can't see anything in this race. It's got a massive amount of upside. He's got a decent draw. He usually races fairly handy. And the fact that he stayed a mile on soft ground at Galway, I don't think he's going to have any problems with 7 furlongs here around, because it does get very testing around here at Lestal. So his stamina is very much going to come into four. So Spirit of Big Bang, very confident choice there. So hopefully round off what should be a decent day for us at Lestal in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast, as usual. And hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at day three of the Lestal Festival on Tuesday, September the 11th. So do tune in tomorrow. Until then, have a great afternoon. Happy punting. And I'll catch you again tomorrow. It's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.